And a good morning to my podcast friends and listeners. This is Justin Nyoni, and today is Wednesday, I think the 30th or the 29th, I think the 30th of October 2020. And today, there's something special that really happened to me that I want to share with you. And it's about the future. I was speaking to a friend of mine. We hadn't spoken, I think, in almost 10 years. We were in Zimbabwe together at school, and he left for the UK. He lived in London since he was 17, I think, and we're the same age. So that's, I mean, he's been there, I think, 17, 18, 16, 17 years in the UK. And he studied architecture. He's an architect right now. He's teaching, and he's also an investor, invests in stocks. And we're talking about the future. And it's amazing. As we talked, we realized how similar our interests. You know, we've always been friends, so we've always had similar interests. But as we talked, I realized how similar our vision for the future was. And the kind of things that we're seeing is almost the same. And he gave me a book. Oh, he sent me a book that I should read. It's called Industries of the Future by Alec Rose. So it's called Industries of the Future by Alec Rose. And this book is talking about, I'm in the middle of it right now, and it's speaking about what the future holds, you know, what technology is going to do to disrupt jobs in the future. And it goes into, you know, thinking about the future right now here in Africa, thinking about the future around the world. What is the future going to be like? Where are the places to be? Where are the places to put your money, to put your effort, to put your time? And as I was talking to my friend, he talks about, you know, he said to me, you know, I want to learn how to code, because I'm realizing he's got an investment portfolio on the side. He's like, you know, my vision is to build up enough money so that I don't have to be working every single day. And at the same time, he's learning how to code, right? To write code so that he can get into technology so that he can, because, I mean, he sees it coming, you know, already in London, a lot of jobs that were, that people occupied, machines are beginning to occupy, artificial intelligence is beginning to really take over. And places like that, I mean, they're like a leading indicator, because things that happen there will probably happen in Africa, probably, you know, there's a bit of a lag for a year, a couple of years or so. But the future's here, the future's coming. And, I mean, and the thing is, I had a similar thought, because I was also, I enrolled in a course to code, to learn how to code. And I did this one, I think the beginning of this year. So, I mean, we had that same thinking of wanting to get into technology. And right now I'm launching an online business, like an online coaching business. So we've got that similar thoughts on where the future is going. And that's the thing that we have to talk about. And as investors, where are we going to put our money, and what's happening in the market right now? And I was thinking about it this morning. Hey? And I thought about my career, you know, doing deals in Africa, in Zimbabwe, in Africa. And I was in the hotel space, right? And that was my the space I was in. And I was thinking about, what's the future going to hold post-coronavirus? Because this is there's been several changes in the way business is done, and even in travel and stuff like that, that really shifted and changed. And when that event happened, it changed everything. And the one of the events that changed everything was in 2001, when the terrorists hit the World Trade Center in America, September 11, 9/11. So 9/11 was a huge change in the way people traveled, and the way money traveled, and the way money crossed boundaries around the world. Pre 9/11, travel was very, very easy. Moving around was we went through a period during the Clinton administration, during the time when Bill Clinton was president, where there was massive globalization, but that globalization was met by a lot of trust. So there wasn't yet the terrorist fear. So, I mean, financial flows increased exponentially. So people could ship money all over the world very quickly with not much scrutiny, as it happened post 9/11. And people could travel without being harassed at airports, at JFK and Heathrow, and some of the difficulties that we're facing now. And a lot of people that immigrated and moved before that time had an easier time than probably people who are trying to do it now. So, I mean, and as I was thinking about the opportunities, because opportunities are tied to the events that we live under. And, you know, if you lived in that time, there was so many opportunities that were applicable at the time. So I'm thinking about now. And a lot of the times, like right now, this, and I feel like a lot of people, the coronavirus pandemic and the coronavirus thing is so big. It's one of those events like 9/11, and 9/11 was almost 20 years ago, right? So it's been another 20 years, and this 20-year mark is so big. This virus has changed a lot. And I think I've got a sense that the changes haven't been fully absorbed in the market. Because if you look at how the S&P has fared over the period, and the FTSE and all the global financial, the big global financial market, I feel like they haven't dropped enough. And a lot of these businesses, a lot of these infrastructure businesses, hotel businesses, airlines, and every derivative industry coming from there is going to be severely affected. And right now, I think because the governments are trying to stimulate these sectors, the full implications of how business has changed will only be felt much later. So I think the markets are yet to fall, especially in those areas. And at the same time, people are thinking that technology stocks are expensive right now because everyone is seeing their future, that people are going to be Zooming a lot more and Skyping a lot more and using a lot more online stuff. But I feel like it's the same way I felt like almost like, you know, 10 years ago, where you felt like everyone's always felt like the technology stocks are overvalued. Amazon, I heard 10 years ago, we were still talking about how Amazon was overvalued and how I think at the time, I think it was like the earnings, the earnings multiple on Amazon was like 30 times earnings. And at the time, 10 years ago, everyone was talking about how Amazon was overvalued. And look at the performance over the last decade. So, again, it's one of those places where we've underrated trends, where we think they're expensive, but they're actually not, because we're undervaluing the changes that have happened. And we're overvaluing some of the old businesses that the old economy businesses. And right now, like business like hotels that was in, it's not like an old economy business. Right now, I live next to Arabella, which is like a good 5-star hotel close to where I live. I mean, it's just like 10 km from where I live, and it was owned by Marriott. I think it changed hands from JSC listed company. Then it changed. Marriott bought the hotel, and right now I heard it's changed hands again. Recently, they've sold again. And those are the changes that you see. Already the Marriott has pulled out of the investment that they made just a couple of years ago. And you can see the way it's struggling. And this was before the pandemic. I think it's just been sold just during the pandemic. And post-pandemic, I mean, are we going to see travelers coming? Are we going to see travelers coming all over the world like they did like from before? Even if you look at the South African economy now, huge amounts of clear food inflation happening. So huge amounts of government debt, more people on welfare, more people, government is spending, it has to spend a lot more healthcare on social security and on social safety nets. So, I mean, you've got a combination of a growing budget deficit that's definitely happening, especially here in South Africa, around the world. And you've got this fallen demand that is not fully baked in. So my predictions are not very bullish. I'm very bullish on the technology stocks. And I think that feeling that it's too expensive, I think it's a very dangerous feeling. It's like something that Warren Buffett always says about what's cheap and what's expensive. Is a Rolls Royce cheap or expensive? It depends. So the thing to focus on, what I can advise you, focus on value and not on price. Because price does not necessarily reflect value. It can seem overpriced. But what value are you getting? What's the value of an Amazon in 20 years' time? What's the value of a Zoom? What's the value of a Google in 20 years' time, in 10 years' time? What's the value of an Apple? So focus on value. And the second thing I thought about is, where are we going to direct our efforts in the next, for me, your career, my career, in the next 10 years? And as my friends and I have been thinking, I think the technology space is a big space here in Africa. And I think the... at first, it was an infrastructure play, which was the fintech, the mobile networks. And as 5G has gone, it's going to come. I think the missed opportunities on the social side, the marketing side, and how people are going to be buying online more than ever. And I mean, I see a neighbor of mine who buys on Wish, which is a Chinese online shopping thing. So it's going to become bigger, I predict. And I think, if we talk about where to invest your brains, where to invest your money, where to invest your thinking, I think, which is exactly what I'm beginning to do, is really, really turn on the online internet businesses. I think we've underrated it for a long time. and we are fallen behind, and I think it's time to catch up. So that's my thought for today. Relook at the technology stocks, relook at the pricing, rethink how you think about pricing. When the market is saying, oh, they, like I said before, 10 years ago they said it was overvalued, Amazon was overvalued, Microsoft was overvalued. You know, they've always been saying that about Amazon, especially about Amazon. But look at what Jeff Bezos has managed to do. And look at how history has vindicated them. And post-pandemic, technology, I think, is undervalued. I think, and right now, I think the old businesses are overvalued. Hotels, airlines, and every other derivative businesses from that. I think right now, the shoe hasn't really dropped. There are a lot of bankruptcies yet to come. Shopping centers, a lot of the physical shopping stocks. I mean, if you can't pack a supermarket, how are you going to make money? And they're not sufficiently, because I mean, if they turn online, like a lot of these big retailers are trying to turn online, you're still going to have to compete with your Amazons and your Wishes of the world. So very bullish on technology. It's time to look at technology again. That's something we're going to be looking at as time goes on also. So yeah, so that's my thought for the day. Have a good day for this segment. This is Justin Nyoni signing out. Cheers. I love you. Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe. Hold Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I would really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.